The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
If you brought up that you need tefillah and praying is an important thing, and when you're in trouble, and when someone's sick, and when you need a parnasa, and when you need a shidduch for your daughter, whatever you need, you don't go to a bottle of whiskey, you don't go to drugs, go to your sitter, and you open up and you say, by Shema Kalina, because Baruch Hu, help me. Help me, I need help. That's your go-to. My father's go-to, and he went through a lot of stuff in life, my father's go-to was tefillah. He never missed minyan. I told you guys one of the most famous stories of my father was with my mother. His biggest customer was Petri Stores. It's a multi-million-dollar chain that he made plastic bags for. And the chairman of the board was Milton Petri. Milton Petri was worth in those days maybe $1 billion. One of the richest Jews in the world. One of the richest, richest Jews in the world. And Milton Petri, who was the chairman of the board, my father's doing business with him, goes out with my father for dinner. He wasn't married at that time. He had this woman, Hilda, whatever. She was like his president. She went with him and her, my father and my mother, right? They went out to Luigi Siegel's at that time. It was Glock Kosher. They went out to Luigi Siegel's. He's taking out the chairman of the board of Walmart, okay? He's taking out the chairman of the board of Walmart. And he's sitting there with my mother. And he turns to my mother and he says, I got to go to Mincha. How do you tell the chairman of the board of Petri you got to go to Mincha? So he said to him, I'll be back in the, right where Luigi Siegel is, 2 blocks away is a shul. He said, I'll be back in 15 minutes. Just please excuse me. And he tells my mother, you got to keep talking for the next 15 minutes. My mother can tell you this story. Anyway, he leaves for 15 minutes. He goes to Damech. He walked out on his biggest customer, right? But it's Mincha. It's Mincha. It's the manual. You got to have Mincha. You can't miss Mincha with a minion. Petri Shmitri. It doesn't make a difference. Hashem, you're going to lose a deal because you daven mincha? Then there's no God in the world. It doesn't make sense. God tells me to daven mincha, but because I daven mincha, I'm going to lose a deal? Then there's no God. So you can't get hurt by davening mincha. So he went to mincha. Anyway, it's a famous, famous story. So he comes back, and he sits down, and Petri, that's a little bit chutzpah, he walk away, and chairman of the board, so he says to my father, Mr. Wallstein, if I just can ask you, where'd you go for the last 15 minutes? Where were you the last 15 minutes? So my father said, I had a meeting. He said, you scheduled a meeting in the middle of our dinner? I told my father, you scheduled a meeting in the middle of our dinner? He's getting all, My father said, I had to see the chairman of the board. My father said, Petri says, you scheduled a meeting with the chairman of the board? Why are you going out to dinner with me and Hilda? My father says, yeah, but you have to understand, it's the chairman of the board of the world. That's what he told this Petri. Petri says, what are you talking about? Who's the chairman of the board of the world? Petri's a Jew, not a religious Jew, he's a Jew. He said, God, I had to go pray. From that day on, there was no way that my father could ever lose the business as long as Petri was alive and those stores were alive. Nobody could take the business away from him. This chairman of the board was so amazed that a man would get up and walk out on him to go pray to Hashem. He was in awe. He was in awe. So not only didn't he lose the business, but the relationship became much stronger. Why? Because in the manual, it says that you have to daven mincha. And if you're going to do anything else besides davening mincha, your engine's going to explode. And therefore, if that's what it says in the manual, davening mincha cannot hurt you. Tila b'tzibur became part of my father, and mitzvah gereres mitzvah. It became part of me, and it became part of my students, and it'll become part of my students' children, and it'll become part of those students' children's children. Because a mitzvah is gereres a mitzvah. But if you don't go to minyan and it's not important to you, then it won't be important to your children. And if it's not important to your children, it won't be important to your grandchildren. And if it's not important to your grandchildren, it's not going to be important to your great-grandchildren.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org